You know, Manny said after the off day he was going to be playing most of the regular guys. How do you feel about that? You think it's a good way to do things?
Oh, I think we all want to get in there and play as much as we can coming down the stretch. And, you know, Manny let us know that before camp even started, so it's nothing new to us.
Yeah, do you think it might help maybe avoid a slow start or something last year?
Like you said, I mean, I'm not going to go one way or another. I mean, I think regardless of how much you play, you break camp ready to play. You know, I mean, whether this helps us or not, I don't know. I mean, it's not just to say that because we haven't done that before is why we get off to slow starts. I mean, you know, by the time you break camp, regardless of how many games you played in a row, how long you played, you know, you're ready to play. But I think this is something he wants to do to make us feel better and hopefully get us off to a better start and, you know, just get guys comfortable. But like you said, you know, you just want to get as many ABs as you can and get as many looks out you can out in the field and just feel fresh for that first game.
How do you
feel? This spring have gone pretty much as well as you could have hoped for you?
Yeah, I think the – you know, I felt good. You know, I haven't had any setbacks or anything like that. You know, I wasn't really expecting too much coming to spring. You know, obviously, you know, you're going to have some ups and downs, you know, coming off of two surgeries. So, you know, they've taken it pretty slow to start off with. And, you know, as we get, you know, into more games, as we get closer to the season, I'm sure, you know, I'll be in there a little bit more and, you know, doubling up on games and, you know, playing longer innings. But everything's gone well so far. So,
Brady, didn't expect anything to be different because of the surgery? Or?
No, I said I didn't know what to expect.
Oh, but everything's been the same. You haven't had to – I mean, I know they wanted you to be careful.
Yeah, like I said, I've had to monitor certain things. I mean, obviously you can't just go out there and –
But you felt okay.
Yeah, I felt good. I mean, obviously, like there's certain restrictions they're going to put on your, you know, your day-to-day activity. But you know, I felt good in all those everything I've done so far.
Does when you get an injury like that, does it make you gun shy about running into walls or flipping over or you know any of that stuff the way you?
Not really. I mean, I don't feel like I hurt it doing those kind of things. So it's not like I'm gun shy to do that type of. Activity, you know, I think it was more just wear and tear than anything. You know, it wasn't.
You say you feel 100%?
No, I didn't say that.
No, would you say?
Oh, would I say that? Yeah, you know, I feel good. Like I said, obviously, you know, you're still gonna, you know, have those good and bad days. You know, I can tell I had surgery, but you know, at the same time, I don't feel like it's holding me back on the field or, you know, preventing me from doing anything like that. So, you know, I feel good. You know, it's more just a matter of. Of getting used to playing every day and getting used to being on your feet and having those long days and, you know, putting a lot of stress on it, you know, multiple times, you know, throughout the season.
Does it ever weigh on your mind at all about it? Do you ever think about it?
No, not when I'm playing. No.
When you come to spring training and you think back about the first time you ever came to big league spring training and how you feel now compared to what it was like at that time, is it like, I can't believe I, you know, I don't know if you were nervous or I don't know how you were, but it's got to be different than you are now.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's different. I mean, I'm in a different position, you know. I'm in a different spot in my career. I'm in a different position on the team, you know. I mean, obviously, your first spring training, you know, I was still in the minor leagues, you know, just kind of, you know, getting a look and just seeing what it's like. I mean, obviously now, you know, you're getting ready to play a major league season, you know, coming and knowing that. So I guess the preparation's a little different, you know. And but I don't go about my business any different. I don't do anything different than I did back then that I do now. I mean, now it's just you know, you kind of have a better idea of where you're going to be and what you need to work on to get ready for the season, as opposed to just going out there and playing for a job.
Was it scary the first time?
No, I don't know.
You're a minor leaguer, you come into a clubhouse and there's.
No, that's scary. No.
Did you wait for people to talk to you and all that kind of stuff?
I still don't talk to anybody.
But now they want to talk to you.
I don't know about that either.
Thanks, man.
10 seconds. Any different approach?
Not really. Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't done anything different than I did leading off. I think, that first inning is really the only inning where there's a little bit of a difference, and I still don't approach the at-bat any different. You know, like you said, I've actually felt really comfortable in that position. I mean, I haven't felt like it's any different or any more of a transition than leading off, you know, other than just, like you said, you know, hitting behind Cabbie, there's not much of a difference. You know, I think, you know, for the most part, it's been comfortable. It's been a good adjustment. And like I said, I haven't, like, I really haven't felt any difference, so I don't really have much for you on that one. But like I said, it just feels...
You don't feel like if there's a guy in first, you have to... You got to hit the ball. I got to hit the ball to the right side, or I have to.
I don't really have to try to do that. I mean, I naturally hit the ball there. You know, percentage-wise, I'm hitting the ball there more times than not anyway. So it's not a conscious effort. You know, like you said, you always think about staying in the middle of the field, and you know, majority of the time I'm pulling anyway, so I don't have to really think too much about that.
Hey, what do you think about Michael Brantley?
What do you think about him?
He's a player. Especially if he ends up in left field. You guys have had a pretty athletic outfield.
Oh, I mean, I think we have, you know, a lot of talented guys out there. He's done well, had a good spring. And, you know, he's versatile where he can play pretty much all three positions. And, you know, offensively and defensively, he brings a lot to the table. He's a very confident player. He's obviously had some success last year when he played. So, you know, looking forward to seeing how he can do out there, and hopefully he can help our team and put us in a good spot.
Do you feel more responsibility now after you've been on the team for the next number of years, and you've been a pretty productive player? And
responsibility-wise, no. I mean,
as far as leadership, those kind of things.
I just kind of let that come to me. I don't really try to do anything that I outside myself. I mean, I go about my business the same as I always have. Now. I guess you could look at it as, you know, more of a veteran player, you know, and try to help the younger guys out when you can and lead by example. But I don't feel like I have to go outside myself to be somebody I'm not. You know.
You're not going to get up and make a big speech.
I feel like I have to. I'll do it. I mean, it's not like, we've...
Have you done it?
We just started spring. I mean, we haven't had any team meetings yet.
No. I mean, this year. I mean, ever.
Anyone in this locker room can say they've done it. I mean, we've had, you always go through times throughout the year where someone's going to speak up and say something, you know. Like, I'd say everyone in here at one point has got up and said their mind, you know. And, if you got something to say, you say it. You know, it's not nobody in here is, gun-shy or anything like that. If they got something on their mind, they're going to say it, you know, regardless of whether it's to one teammate or to the whole team, you know. We've all been there. We've all done it.
You always play the game so hard. Were you just always like that when you were a kid and stuff? Or did you decide, well, I'm a professional, this is the way you have to
do it? It's just kind of the way I was just always played. I mean, not just in baseball, just in any sport. You know, you try to, I always play hard. I mean, you give it your effort. And you want to make sure that, you leave it all on the field. I don't know. It's not a conscious effort. You know, it's just kind of how I play. I mean,
when do people start noticing and saying, "Hey, Grady, you don't have to run as fast as you can at first when you walk." Not that you do that. But.
I've done it before. That was like mandatory in high school. I don't think it's something that's glaring. I mean, people don't really say anything one way or another. You know, I mean. If a guy likes to go out there and work hard, that's good for him, you know. I mean, it's not.
You didn't do it because you saw some big leaguer do it, so you did it that way.
It was just one of those things where I guess I grew up playing on teams that were always like that. You know, I mean, we all hustled, and it wasn't like, you know, I stood out above anybody else. You know, the whole team hustled, and that was just kind of the way we played our game. You know, everybody plays hard as a team, and you work together, and you win as a team, and you lose as a team. And, I guess I just kind of took that attitude, with me. I never really lost it. And I feel like we all do it here. I mean, everyone works hard. It's not like, I'm working any harder than anybody else. Everybody in here works really hard at everything they do and gives it all. So, hopefully I can – you just want to bring that energy every day. And, sometimes guys are going to, mentally lose focus and have, good and bad days. But that's when you got to pick up your teammates. And if they can see you, hustling, and they feed off that, then, it makes everybody better.
And, oh, go ahead.
You don't think it's kind of a football thing, too? Because you play football.
Could be. I mean, that's, what's that?
Oh, I was going to say, is there anything different here about spring training with Eric Ledge gone and now Maniac there? Anything different at all?
Well, I mean, you're always going to have differences when you have a new staff.
Like anything stick out?
Yeah, like I said, there's going to be, you know, everyone, you know, manages a different way and coaches a different way, so there's a lot of differences, you know, and it's just, you know, we got a lot of new faces too, so I mean, you could say that, you know, it's, you know, we're in the same spot, we're doing the same thing, but you know, it's a little different, you know. Okay.
Brady, you want to do my poll, Sports Illustrated poll? You always turn me down.